verse is very, very wonderful, verse 56.
那么，尤其是最后两个诗节是非常非常美妙的。
This section goes from 53, 54, 55, 56.
那么就是，从53到56诗节。
The previous section was Govinda is the Lord of all lords.
那么在此的前一个部分呢，讲的是 Govinda 是所有神明之主。
And we heard the realms of those various personalities and the hierarchy, the high, lower to higher positions.
而且我们也讲到了这个高等，就是区域的不同等级的这个国度的在那里的主宰的神职。
Then we heard about the persons themselves residing in those different realms.
而且我们也讲到不同的区域的主宰神职他们所住的居所。
And their occupances and their potencies and their services.
还有他们的这个以及这些人物以及他们的富裕他们的特征等等。
Without exception, every one of them is deriving their strength, their capacity, their position from Govinda.
那么呢，实际上，他们每个人的所有的这些赋予力量的来源便是 Govinda.
And then we started the next section.
然后我们现在就开始了下一个部分。
It was similar in principle.
那么实际上是同样的一个原则。
Verse 53 was discussing their various potencies involved in activities of elevation and potencies of degradation.
第五十三诗节讲的是使一个人得以提升，使生物体得以提升或者是降格的这种能力能量来源于。
And the consciousness of each living entity.
并且每个生物体的知觉
is determined by how closely that living entity aligns itself to the principles of elevation given by the Supreme Lord.
那么一个人的知觉状态呢是取决于来自于他来自至尊人格守神 Govinda 那里所得到的这种想要获得这种至尊达到至尊目标的这种愿望。
The opposite is also true.
而且呢相反也是如此。
To the degree that living entities do not align themselves with the principles of elevation given by Govinda.
那么呢，这两种情况的这种力量的来源都是来自于来自 Govinda.
There is degradation.
那么还有一种就是一种降格的状态。
And there's a potency of degradation that also comes from Govinda.
那么一个人，生物体降格的这种力量也是来自于 Govinda.
Karma or work.
或者是活动 karma.
Has its effect coming from Govinda.
它的 karma 活动的结果原因karma 活动的结果也是来自于 Govinda.
And we heard something about Varnashram Dharma.
后来我们也讲到了 Varnashram Dharma.
So Varnashram is the beginning of human life.
瓦拉什达玛，人类的生活的始于瓦拉什达玛。
And then there's principles of elevation within that Varnashram Dharma.
而且呢，在这个瓦拉什达玛达玛当中，也有要遵循的原则。
And then neglect of those principles of Varnashram.
如果一个人忽视了瓦拉什达玛的原则。
Or within any religion, the principles that are given for elevation, if someone says, I am part of this religion, but I neglect the principles, there's degradation.
如果一个人他是称就是即便加入了任何一个宗教的团体，但是如果他忽略了这门宗教所要遵循的原则的话，那么他就会导致他堕落降格。
The main message of the verse,
那么这个诗节的同样给出的讯息是
The potency for up or down comes from Govinda.
这种使人提升或者使人降格的力量来自于 Govinda.
And then there was verse 54.
接下来讲到了第54诗节。
And what was verse 54 about?
第五十四十节讲的是什么呀？
Can anybody remember?
大家还记得吗？第五十四十节。And that, how to elevate a living entity.
就是把生物体从降格的力量中提升出来。
How to elevate the living entity from the degradation situation.
More than that.
比这个还要讲深入。
Govinda shows special favor towards his devotees.
Govinda 对他的奉献者表示了非常特殊的恩宠。
From the very root of material desire.
那么是从这个物质根深蒂固的物质欲望当中。
Govinda uproots the tendency to even engage in material activity at all.
那么呢 ,Govinda 就把这种从事物质活动的物质欲望根除掉。
No more up and down.
但再也没有这种上下来回游荡的这种情况。
In children's festivals, they sometimes have a Ferris wheel.
啊，对。那么在就是在儿童节的时候，那些儿童们他们会去这个玩那个摩，就是那个摩天轮。摩天轮，大家公园里的摩天轮。
And again and again, it goes up and down, and they're laughing and smiling.
啊，然后儿童们他一坐上这个摩天轮，从上到下不停的转，不停的转，他们玩的很开心。
And adults do the same thing.
同样的，这个成年人也是如此。
Called material life.
那么实际上这就是对于他们就是这个物质的生活，物质生活就是这个样子。
Oh, I'm suffering. I'm
just. 啊，他们一旦成一旦成人以后，就是这种物质的生活不断的周而复始的循环。有的时候遇到困境了，就开始悲伤起来。
And then it seems to get worse, and it seems to get worse, and it seems to get even worse.
然后呢，他们好像是这个情况愈演愈烈，愈演愈烈，越来越糟糕。
So I turn to God and do some pious activities.
然后呢，就在这种情况越来越糟糕的情况下，他们就转而就向了，向去服务神，然后去从事一些虔诚活动。
Just keeps going around and around endlessly.
就这样呢，他们做一些虔诚活动就得以提升，还是这样周而复始的从好的境况噔噔又下降，然后又不断的这样周而复始的循环。
In verse 55.
那么在第五十五十节
Brahma states this special kindness of Govinda, he takes away that tendency altogether.
那么在第五十四节呢Brahma 就说到了 Govinda 把一个人当一个奉献者心中当中这种物质从事物质感官享乐的物质欲望根除掉。
And he puts in its place love for him.
并且呢又把对他的爱代替了这种物质欲望。
We discussed a little bit about the fire of ordeal.
那么我们也讲到了苦行之火，苦行的烈火。
And it's the fire of ordeal is like taking something dangerous from the hand of a baby.
那么实际上这种考验之火，说的是考验之火，这种考验之火就像是从孩子手中把那些非常危险的东西给拿走。
Supposing a baby picks up some broken glass.
那么例如有一个小孩子他捡起了一片碎玻璃渣。
And the mother sees.
然后母亲就看到了。
What does the mother do?
母亲会采取什么举动呢？
And she tries to take the dangerous thing from the child's hand.
然后孩子得了母亲就会担心起来，他就会把孩子手中的那个碎玻璃片拿走。
And what does the child do?
那孩子会怎么办？然后那个孩子呢就会抓得紧紧不放，开始闹腾起来了。
That's called the fire of ordeal.
这就是考验之火。
We're attached to the source of misery.
我们依附痛苦的根源。
Krishna teaches let go.
那么 Krishna 教导我们，让这种事情走吧，松开，松开手，不要依附。但是我们却不愿意松开手，在那里叫唤。
He'll encourage through teaching again and again.
所以呢，那么 Krishna 他不断的鼓励我们，不断的教导我们。
And like a loving parent will do for a innocent child.
然后就像是那个充满爱心的、充满母爱的母亲对孩子、对无知的孩子所采取的、所做的。
Krishna may just take away the attachment itself, not just the object.
然后 Krishna 呢，他就会把我们的这种依附的根源拿走掉。
That's called the fire ordeal.
这就被称为考验之火。
So we discussed how different examples of different devotees address that.Situation of ordeal.
那么为了说明这一点呢，我们就举了好几个例子，关于奉献者的例子，他们是在这种情况下如何经受住了考验。
Now we're ready for the last two verses.
现在呢，我们来讲一讲最后两个诗节。
And before we chant the verse,
那么我们在念诵这个诗节之前
，I just want to point out the essence of what the verse is saying.
我想就是来指出这个诗节所讲的精髓部分。
This word here, sanchintya, is very important. It means meditating.
那么呢，这个诗节当中的 sanchintya 这个词是非常重要的，意思是冥想。
Chintya means consciousness.
Chintya 的意思是知觉。
And sanchintya means complete absorption of the mind.
那么呢，三清洁的意思是全神贯注、冥思。
So according to the absorption of the mind.
所以呢，根据一个人心意的专注程度。
One obtains a particular bodily form, tanam upor means it achieves a particular form.
那么呢，一个人就会得到他路，相应的得到他路 upor。就是根据他心意的专注程度得到相应的得到一个形体。
It's true on the material plane and it's true on the spiritual plane.
那么呢，从这个物质的要或者是物质层面上的或者是灵性层面上的。
Those of you that know Bhagavad Gita,
那些了解《薄伽梵歌》的人
you know that there's a verse where Krishna says,
那么在《薄伽梵歌》Krishna 说了一个诗节
Whatever the mind is fixed upon at the time of death,
一个人在死亡的时候，无论他心意专注的什么
，without fail you'll attain that state after this life.
毫无疑问，当他这一生结束之际，他就会到达那种境界。
You familiar?
大家这个世界熟悉吧
？Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam chajit ante kalevaram. Ante means at the end. At the end of this life, whatever the mind is fixed on.That state you will attain.
Ante 的意思就是，当一个人死亡之际，无论他的心意想到什么样的境界，他就会到达那种境界。
Without fail.
是毫无疑问的。
As that's true in material life.
那么在物质生活当中，这也是如此。
It's true when the mind is fixed upon Krishna also.
那么如果一个人他专注于 Krishna, 他也会到达那种境界，同样的原理。
And there are different examples given directly in the verse.
那么在这节诗里面呢，也举了好几个例子。
Here are some of the terms. Krodha.
这里有一个词 Krodha.
Krodha means anger.
Krodha 的意思是愤怒、嗔怒。
Bhaktisiddhanta has called it wrath.
Bhaktisiddhanta 把这个词称为嗔怒。
There's examples we'll hear in the explanation. There, some persons fix their mind upon Krishna.In wrath.
那么有的人呢，当他们冥想专注于 Krishna 的时候，他们内心升起了嗔怒。
Shishupal.
例如 Shishupal.
You know who is Shishupal?
Shishupal 是谁？知道吗
？He was one of Krishna's cousins.
他是 Krishna 的一个堂兄弟。
He was the last of the giant Vijay. You know, Dantavakra and Shishupal were giant Vijay that fell from the spiritual world.
我们都知道在灵性世界加 Vijay 两个看门人，他们经历了在这个地球上经历了三世，那么最后的那一世就是Shishupal 了。
Shishupal hated Krishna with a passion.
那么 Shishupal 他极度的非常的敌视 Krishna。
Here's a little story from the scripture.
那么在经典里有这样的一个故事。
He was born just a little bit after Krishna was born. They're about the same age.
那么 Shishupala 跟 Krishna 是同龄人，就在 Krishna 显现之后不久，他就诞生了。
He was just a little baby, just a few days old.
那个时候呢，他就是一个小婴儿，大概几天大。
And some people came to pay respects to Shishupal's mother and father and see the new baby.
后来有人就去拜访 Shishupala 的父母，去看望他们，去看这个小孩子。
And in the course of conversation, while the baby's just lying there in his baby crib.
然后当他们交谈之际呢，那个小婴儿呢就躺在床上，婴儿床上。
One of them said, "Oh, did you hear?"
然后有一个小，其中有一个人说，你听说吗？
One of your cousins also had recently had a small baby.
啊，听说你这个最近亲戚也生了一个孩子。
And his name is Krishna.
他的名字叫 Krishna.
Immediately, Shishupal started screaming.
然后就在说出 Krishna 这个词的时候，这个 Shishupala 就开始尖叫起来。
You know, sometimes babies cry.
有的时候孩子会哭。
Sometimes they cry loud.
有的时候是大声的哭。
Sometimes they scream.
有的时候是尖叫的哭的。
Shishupala was screaming.
Shishupala 就是这样尖叫的，在那里尖叫。
And he didn't stop at all. They went on for hours and days, and it lasted for a whole month. He didn't even sleep. He just screamed.
而且是不仅仅就说就叫唤那么一会儿，他是连着数一整天不停的，就是甚至就是不让他父母晚上睡着，他一天到晚的坐在那里不停的尖叫。
He hated Krishna even before he knew Krishna was.
那么甚至就在他认识 Krishna 之前，他都已经对 Krishna 非常憎恨了。
They brought doctors. They tried to find out about this.
后来呢，他的父母就叫来医生，给这个婴儿看病，不知道是怎么回事。
It wasn't a medical problem.
但实际上，他没有这个，他没有就是没有心意上的问题。
It was a spiritual problem.
但是他是得到的这个灵性的疾病。
He hated Krishna.
他憎恨 Krishna.
And then, as he grew up, he always.Thought of Krishna in that same mood, he hated Krishna.
所以呢，随着他长大，他的内心呢，他对 Krishna 的这种憎恨之情不断，他每天都是对 Krishna 怀有的这种憎恨之情。
You know, when somebody doesn't really doesn't like somebody, they think about that somebody.
然后你们知道吗？如果一个人他的内心对另外一个人真的是很不喜欢、很憎恨，他会一天到晚都想着他。
His whole life, Shishupala was always thinking of Krishna.
那么 Shishupala 他的一生都是这个样子的，总是想着 Krishna。
In a bad way.
但是呢，是一种非常恶劣的方式想着 Krishna.
But even he was speaking in a bad way.
啊，即便他是以非常恶劣的这种言语去说 Krishna.
Because his mind was upon Krishna.
因为他的心意总是想着 Krishna.
He achieved liberation.
所以呢，他就获得了解脱。
We'll see a picture a little bit later.
我们待会儿会看到这样的照片。
Where Shishupal is at the Raja Suya Yajna.
那么在 Shishupal 他参加 Raja Suya 这样的一个盛大的祭祀仪式上。
It was a ceremony in which Yudhisthira was becoming the king, the emperor of the world.
那么呢，这个仪式呢是为了加冕 Yudhisthira 成为世界的帝国而举行的一个仪式。
So there's a big festival.
所以呢，这是一个巨大的盛会。
And all important persons were invited to the big festival.
而且呢，所有那些重要的人物都应邀参加了这场仪式。
You done?
Yeah.
Okay. The procedure was.
然后这个程序是这个样子。
There's a guest of honor, the senior most person.
那么呢，有这种在宾客当中呢，有非常年长的那些人。
And the elder.Grandfather Bhishma was invited to speak first.
而且呢，祖父 Bhishma 被应邀第一个坐下。
And he was to honor the greatest person in the assembly.
然后呢，然后那个时候就想，就大家就想，谁在这个集会上，谁是最值得第一个进行荣耀他的人物。
Bhishma was a great devotee.
那么 Bhishma 他是。伟大的奉献者。
So guess who he honored.
所以呢，那大家都猜，应该是他受到第一个荣耀。
he was in ecstasy, just glorifying Krishna this way and that way and this way and that way.
然后呢，那么就是，嗯，毕什玛当时呢就第一个站出来去荣耀 Krishna， 他就以这种方式，不同的方式，不同的言语去荣耀了 Krishna。
Shishupal was in the assembly。
然后那个时候 ，Shishupal 就坐在集会人群当中。
Shishupal was going mad. He was just exploding inside with anger.
然后呢，那个时候 Shishupal 一听到这些荣耀 Krishna 的言语的时候，他立刻的就雷霆大怒。
And he couldn't control himself, and he interrupted Bhishma Dev and stood up and.Shouted insults at Krishna.
然后呢，他再也忍受不住了，就立刻站起身来，就开始破口大骂 Krishna.
Bhima grabbed his club and was going to smash him.
然后 Bhima 呢，他甚至恨不得要用自己的这个锤一头砸死 Shishupala.
Krishna just held up his hand and checked Bhima.
然后呢 ，Krishna 就用手势示意 Bhima 不要这样。
Krishna allowed him to continue.
然后 Krishna 呢就让 Shishupala 在那里继续说这些污言秽语。
Until 100 times he spoke the name of Krishna, speaking something bad about Krishna.
然后呢，就直到 Shishupala 100次侮辱了 Krishna 的那一百次的时候。
Krishna just raised his little right finger.
然后 Krishna 就举起了他的手指。
Sudarshan chakra appeared.
然后 Sudarshan chakra 神碟就出现了。
And Krishna released Sudarshan chakra.
然后 Krishna 就释放了，飞出了，掷出了 Sudarshan chakra.
And right there in the assembly, Sudarshan chakra cut off the head of Shishupala.
就顷刻之间 ，Sudarshan chakra 立刻切掉了 Shishupala 的人头。
And everyone in the assembly witnessed.
然后每一个就是在场的每一个人都看到了这一幕。
The soul of Shishupala rose into the air, into the hall, assembly hall.
然后这个 Shishupala 体内的灵魂呢，就从他的躯体当中飞到这个大会厅的上方。
It glowed and hovered for some time.
然后他在那里闪了闪片刻。
And then, and entered into the body of Krishna.
然后一下子就进入到了 Krishna 的身体当中。
They cleaned up the bloody mess that was left.
然后呢，他们就把他的这个尸体又打扫了一下。
And they proceeded with the yajna.
然后他们继续举行这样的盛大的祭祀。
At the beginning of Canto 7,
在圣典国家瓦坛第七篇
，Chapter 1,
是第一章。
There's a discussion between Yudhisthira and Narada Muni.
那么 Yudhisthira 和 Narada Muni 之间有一场对话。
Because Narada Muni served as an instructor of the Pandavas.
因为 Narada Muni 呢，他是作为 Pandava 的指导者来教导他们。
And Yudhisthira wanted to know how did this happen? How did it happen that Shishupala achieved liberation?
然后呢 ，Yudhisthira 就问 Narada Muni， Shishupala 怎么会得到解脱的呢
？Great sages and ascetics and holy people, they.Aspire for liberation.
那些伟大的圣人们，那些苦行者，他们非常受到巨大的鼓舞，想要获得解脱。
And lifetime after lifetime, they don't achieve liberation because it's very difficult to obtain.
但是呢，他们一世复一世，怎么也没有很难得到解脱，因为解脱是难以获得的。
But this Shishupala, he's so bad and nasty and mean.
然后这个 Shishupala 是如此的这个恶劣，行为如此的恶劣，他怎么能够得到解脱的呢？
And we all saw he achieved liberation.
但是他却获得了解脱。
How's that possible?
怎么可能呢？
Please explain.
所以请你解释我，向我解释。
So Narada said, just see the power of the holy name.
然后 Narada Muni 说，你就看看圣名的力量吧。
He said Krishna's name 100 times.
他说了 Krishna 的名字一百次。
And even he spoke it in scorn and derision.
尽管他是带着这种斥责的这种言语去。
With corona or wrath in his spirit.
那这里面，那么西修帕拉他处在这种愤怒的 情绪之中。
He was released from all of the central reactions and achieved liberation.
但是呢，他从所有的这些罪恶的反应当中解脱出来，获得了解脱。
What to speak if one chants the holy name positively and favorably with love?
但是如果一个人怀着奉爱的心态，顺意的去念诵 Krishna 的圣名，更何况这样的人，他的结果呢？
The Bhagavatam wants us to understand.
那么圣简国家瓦坛是让我们要去明白。
This chanting of the holy name that we engage in.
我们所从事的对圣名的唱诵。
It's very basic and foundational for progress in spiritual life.
这是要获得灵性进步的基石。
So there's other examples. Kama means the amorous passion of the gopis.
那么 Kama 的意思是那些 gopi 们所怀的恋情。
And then Sahaja Pranaya means the friendly relation like the Pandavas with Krishna.
Sahaja Pranaya 的意思是自然的友情，就像 Pandava 五兄弟跟 Krishna 之间的友情一样。
And here is this word Bhiti, which means fear.
那 Bhiti 这个意思是恐惧。
Kamsa was very afraid of Krishna.
Kamsa 非常害怕 Krishna.
And each one of these terms, the whole first two lines, is just describing different ways that persons sanchintya, they had their mind fixed upon Krishna.
那么这节诗的头两行是指的不同的人物，他们的内心，他们的心意对 Krishna 的不同程度的这种状态。
So based upon their meditation upon Krishna.
所以呢，基于他们对 Krishna 的不同的冥想的方式。
Tanam apare, they would achieve different destinations after this life.
那么他们在今生结束时就会到达不同的目的地。
So that's the summary of the verse.
然后我们来概述一下这节诗。
Now let's chant the verse.
我们一起来念诵这节。
Yam krodha kama sahaja pranaya bhiti vatsalya moha kura gaura vasevya bhavai sanchintya yakshasya sanchintya bhavete govinda vipurusham namahamachami. Don't read the translation yet. Don't read the translation yet. Don't read the translation yet. Thank you. Here's the summary.
这是概述。
Translate.
冥想 Krishna 的方式的结果会使人到达不同的目的地。
Two verses ago was meditation upon fruitive activity.
那么有两前面的两个诗节呢，讲的是关于果报活动。
Up and down results.
那就是讲的是一种呢，就是使人得以提升的这种果报活动；一种是使人降格的这种果报活动。
Text 54 was saying that the tendency for fruitive activity can be taken away by Govinda.
那么呢，第五十四世节说到了 Govinda 能够把一个人内心从事果报活动的根拔掉。
And this verse is fixing the mind upon Govinda. One will achieve different destinations according to the mood upon which you fix your mind.
那么呢，这件事就是讲的是根据一个人对 Govinda 的冥想的不同的方式，一个人就能够到达不同的目的地。
Now, Sirabhi, we're going to do this a little different this morning. Just listen.
大家来听一听。
When I go through the slides, I just want you to translate each slide, not the whole thing, read it out. Because I want to describe things as we go along. Okay?
我崇拜原始的主 Govinda.
Here's Govinda and Balaram.
这是 Govinda 和 Balarama.
They're in Vrindavan.
他们在 Vrindavan.
You can see because of all the cows.
你们可以看到他旁边有那么多的乳牛。
And they're coming back at the end of the day of herding the cows.
当他们一天结束放完牛之后回到家中。
Here's Nanda Maharaj.
那房顶上站着 Nanda Maharaj.
And here's Mother Yashoda.
那这个门口是母亲 Yashoda.
And they're receiving him at the end of the day.
他们在一天结束的时候来迎接 Krishna 和 Balarama 的到回来。
Then translate the meditators.
这个对 对 Krishna 的不同的这些冥想者，通过对他的冥想。
So now this is a painting of the gopis meditating upon Krishna when Krishna had left Vrindavan to go to Mathura.
那么这个图片说的是当 Krishna 从 Vrindavan 离开去到Mathura， 那些牧牛姑娘们处在跟他的分离之情当中，在冥想着他。
In amorous love, they were fixing their mind upon Krishna in that way.
那么呢，他们的内心当中是一种爱恋的心态去冥想着 Krishna。
But of course, different persons like Shishupala can fix their mind upon Krishna in some other way.
那么呢，就像是 Shishupala， 不同的人呢，冥想 Krishna 的方式是不一样的。
So we're going to hear some of those different ways.One's mind can be fixed upon Govinda.
然后我们现在来讲不同的人他们以什么样不同的方式来冥想着 Krishna.
So under the sway of wrath.
那么在这种愤怒的情绪之下。
We spoke of Shishupala as one example.
那么我们说到了 Shishupala 就是这个受到愤怒情绪影响的一个人物。
But it's not only he had wrath.
那么不仅仅只是他有愤怒之情。
Here's an example, a painting of Kamsa after he heard from Narada Muni that Krishna had been taken by Vasudev over to Gokul.
那么这个图片呢是说的 Kamsa 当时听到了 Narada Muni 说 Vasudeva 已经把 Krishna从监狱当中送到了狗窟了。当他听到这样的话语之后，他立刻愤怒起来。
So in great anger, Kamsa wanted to kill Vasudeva, tricking him.
然后呢，他康萨听了以后雷霆震怒，就想立刻杀死 Vasudeva。
And Narada Muni said, "No, no, no, don't worry about Vasudeva."
然后呢 ，Narada Muni 就告诉他说，不要为 Vasudeva， 不要担心 Vasudeva。
He's not going to harm you.
那他不会去伤害你的。
It's Krishna. Keep your mind on Krishna.
啊，你的内心要记得是 Krishna.
Go get him, Kamsa.
啊，那 Kamsa 去找到 Krishna.
Because Narada knows Kamsa can't kill Krishna. No one can kill Krishna.
因为他知道 Narada Muni 知道 Kamsa 杀不死 Krishna， 没有任何人能杀死 Krishna.
Narada Muni was accelerating.The pastimes of Krishna.
所以呢 ，Narada Muni 呢，想要尽早的看到 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
We spoke of amorous passion, the gopis.
我们都说到了那些 gopi 们对 Krishna 是爱恋之情。
But there are others that had that amorous love towards Krishna.
但是呢，其他人对 Krishna 也怀有这种爱恋之情。
One of them is Kubja. This is actually Usha and Aniruddha, but it's.Kubja and her attraction for Krishna.
那么这个图片实际上是阿尼鲁达和乌莎之间的这个一个照片。实际上，当那个驼背女子 Kubja， 她对 Krishna 也是怀有爱恋之情。
This is rasa, different moods of love.
这是一种 rasa， 就是不同的心境当中对 Krishna 的情感。
So another is friendship.
还有一种情感就是友情。
And here's an example of friendship.
这是友情的这样的一个展示的图片。
Can you guess who these personalities are?
大家能够猜出图片当中的人物吗？
This is Krishna.
那躺着的是 Krishna.
This is Arjuna.
啊，右边的是 Arjuna.
You can tell Krishna has a crown.
我可以看到 Krishna 戴着皇冠。
And Arjuna has his cute little mustache.
然后，Arjuna 呢，他也是带着这个浑身珠光宝气。
And their wife Draupadi is darkish in complexion.
那么呢，他的妻子Arjuna的妻子的肤色呢，黝黑。
One of her names is Krishna because she was when she came out of the sacrificial fire.Her form was blackish.
那么当多帕提他从祭祀之火中诞生的时候，他的肤色是黝黑的，所以为什么多帕提得名为 Krishna?
So she's much younger, and there's Kunti.
那多帕提他比那个 Kunti 要年轻得多。
And down here is the family priest Domya.
那么这个跪在地上的是家庭的祭司 Domya.
There's a verse in Bhagavad Gita
在博迦梵歌有一个诗节
where Arjuna says to Krishna
Arjuna 对 Krishna 说道
I didn't understand you as the personality of Godhead, and so we sat together and ate together and talked together in a casual way.
阿中呢在这个世界里面接受这样说的，以前我不知道你就是至尊人格守神，所以我们平起平坐，同坐同同吃同请。
Here's an example.
这就是这个例子。
And then fear.
还有恐惧，对 Krishna 的恐惧之心。
That's constant.
这就是 constant.
Look at his face.
你看看他的脸。
When Narada came and told him, Krishna is going to kill you.
当拿了的宫里去了他的宫殿，告诉他说 Krishna 准要杀死你。他康萨一听，脸上露出恐惧的表情。
His mind was fixed upon Krishna in fear.
所以他是在这种恐惧的心情下想着 Krishna.
There are many examples of parental affection.
那么呢，这个 Krishna 怀着父母之情有很多例子。
This is a very nice example down here.
那么在下面这个图片呢，是一个非常好的例子。
In the pastime of Lord Brahma stealing the calves and the cowherd boys.
那在这个主 Brahma 偷走 Krishna 的牧牛童和小牛犊的这个逍遥时光当中。
And he put them in a cave just to see what would Krishna do.
然后呢 ，Brahma 就把这些牧牛童和牛犊就关到了一个山洞里，看看 Krishna 有什么反应。
We heard the other day what Krishna did.
然后我们在那一天就讲到了 Krishna 他的采取的行动。
He expanded himself in identical forms of cowherd boys and calves.
然后 Krishna 把自己扩展成一模一样的那些牧牛童和牛犊。
On earthly time, one whole year had passed, although for Brahma, it was just a few moments.
那么在这个地球上，一年的时间对于 Brahma 来说只是顷刻之间。
And this is described in Krishna book.
这一点呢，在 Krishna 快乐的源泉这本书当中描写了。
So the cows had love for Krishna.
那些母牛对 Krishna 怀着深深的爱。
And they had the spiritual desire to have Krishna as their calf.
而且呢，这些母牛他们有一个灵性的愿望，想要 Krishna 成为他们的小牛犊。
So Krishna became their calf.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就展示为小牛犊。
And the mothers who had other sons, they wanted they had such love for Krishna, they wanted Krishna to become their son too.
而且在 Vrindavan 的居民，那些身为妈妈的。他们呢就想要 Krishna 成为他们的儿子，即便他们还有儿子，因为他们的内心深爱着 Krishna。
So Krishna became their son too. One whole year.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就在那一年当中也成为他们的儿子。
And the mothers were very surprised.
而母亲，身为母亲的人非常非常的惊讶的是
，They felt their love for their sons to become as strong as their love for Krishna was.
他们深刻的感受到自己对自己亲生儿子，实际上就是 Krishna， 自己对亲生儿子的爱强烈到就是对 Krishna 的爱。
Anyone who is a mother，
那么在座的有没有当妈妈的
？I'm not a mother，
我不是妈妈。
But anyone who is a mother，
那么在座的有没有当妈妈的
？Knows that you may have affection for other children。
那么你们是不是感受到自己对其他孩子也有这种爱母爱
？There's special affection。For your own children.
那么呢，对你自己的孩子是尤其的钟爱。
It's universal and it's completely natural.
这是放诸四海皆准的一个原则。
But the residents of Vrindavan.
但是 Vrindavan 的居民们。
They're pure devotees.
因为他们是纯粹奉献者。
So they had more affection for Krishna than their own children.
所以呢，他们对 Krishna 的爱胜过了爱自己的孩子。
Transcendental love.
这是超然的爱。
And they desired to have Krishna as their son.
而且他们盼望着 Krishna 能够成为他们的儿子。
And when Krishna became their son,
当 Krishna 成为他们的儿子之后，
although they were their mothers, they didn't even notice the difference between their son and Krishna who looked like their son.
那即便那些身为妈妈的，并没有判断出 Krishna 和他们自己的儿子之间有什么不同。
Mothers, please imagine that. You don't even recognize that your own son is not who's in front of you, and you think it's your son.
那么呢，那
那
啊，但是 母亲们他们没有这样就是判断出 Krishna 和他们的儿子之间的分别，即便是 Krishna 身为他们的儿子，他们也没有认识到 这实际上是 Krishna 而不是他们的亲生儿子。
Down to every little detail.
所以呢，那么我们进入到每一个细节。
The sound of the voice of that boy.
那么就是他们就是每一个小牧牛红的声音 ，Krishna 都是展示的一模一样。
And all the little mannerisms of each child was exactly replicated by Krishna.
所以呢，每一个孩子的这种身上的细节的特征 ，Krishna 都展示的天衣无缝。
And why not? Because he's the source of that child anyway.
为什么会这样呢？因为 Krishna 都是这些孩子的源头。
And any ability or any mannerism of that child comes from Krishna anyway.
啊，不管怎么样吧，这些小牧牛童的他们的这些能力、他们的特征等等，全都是来自于 Krishna.
So the painting shows that they had the same affection for.Their child as they had for Krishna and they were amazed.
所以呢，那么他们都感到非常的惊讶，他们对自己的孩子的这种爱跟 Krishna 的爱是一样的，所以这些父母非常非常的惊讶。
And similarly the cows had affection for their calves like they have affection for Krishna.
同样的，这些母牛对小牛犊的爱跟他们对 Krishna 的爱也是一样。
So that's parental affection.
所以呢，这就是父母之爱。
And delusion, well, that's one of them is Shishupal. He was certainly deluded.
那么呢，就像是在迷惑这种情感的迷惑下，那么Shishupal就是受到迷惑的人。
We're going to hear another example.
我们现在来举另外一个例子。
In just a minute.
就是。
In just a minute.
啊。
A few more slides.
啊，那么我们就在现在就会放一个另外的一个幻灯片。
Reverence and willing service.
那么这是一种怀着敬畏之情的。
With meditation upon the lotus feet of Govinda.
怀着敬畏之情去冥想 Govinda 的莲花足。
As Mataji was asking about that significance of lotus feet.
那么这个 Mataji 就说到了，看到了，就莲花足是非常非常的重要。
It's reverential devotion.
那么呢，这是一种敬畏之情。
And We're going to see an example of that in a moment.
那么我们现在呢，来举一个例子，来描述这样的敬畏之情。
And the essence of the message of this verse is right here.
那么这个诗节的讲的内容就是在这里。一个人通过他们的冥想的本性，获得相适宜的身体。
This is the lotus.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay.
This is the lotus of Goloka.
这是 Goloka 的这个莲花的形状。
And there are different pastimes with different devotees in different parts of Goloka.
那么呢，在 Goloka 的不同的地方呢，都上演着和 Krishna 和不同的奉献者之间的逍遥时光。
For example, this is the florist who offered Krishna flowers when he entered into Mathura.
那么你看右边的那个是花商，当 Krishna 进入到马图拉城堡的时候，他遇到了一个花商，花商正在把花环供奉给 Krishna。
Actually, this painting should be over in this region here.
那么实际上这个图片应该是放在右下角的。
Okay, so we're going to go through a little list, and this is for you to raise your hand and make some suggestions.
那么呢，我们现在来罗列一张表，大家看了这张表可以提出问题。
There are specific categories of how persons would meditate upon Krishna.
那么呢，对于不同人们去冥想 Krishna 的方式或心境有不同的方式，不同具体的。
The first one is Krodha.
第一个呢，就是在愤怒的情绪下冥想 Krishna.
We discussed that already, Shishupal.
我们已经讨论了这一点，就是 Shishupal 是这个例子。
Amorous passion.
还有这个爱恋之情，处在爱恋之情。
The Sanskrit word is kama.
那么梵文词就是 kama.
So that's the gopis.
那么这是 gopi 们，他们怀着爱恋之情冥想 Krishna.
Natural friendly love.
还有友情，自然的友爱。
Sahaja Pranaya.
Sahaja Pranaya.
And that's common example is the Pandavas.
那么通常情况下举的就是潘德瓦五兄弟的例子。
And fear or bhiti.
还有在恐惧的心境下 bhiti.
Was kamsa.
啊，就是 kamsa.
And parental affection vatsalya rasa.
父母之情 vatsalya rasa.
So many examples I didn't give them.
啊，有还有很多例子还没说呢。
Delusion or moha.
就是迷惑 moha.
Can anybody think of a good example of meditating upon Krishna in delusion?
大家能不能想一想，就是处在这种迷惑的心境下去冥想 Krishna 人，想一想。
It's a little not so obvious or inconspicuous.
啊，这个就是不是那么非常容易明显的。想一想。
The Brahmanas.Who were the husbands of the wives who brought Krishna food?
那么呢，就是例如在迷惑情况下的，就是那些婆罗门的妻子们，当时给 Krishna 和 Balarama 食物吃的，他们的那些婆罗门丈夫，婆罗门丈夫。
This is a pastime that takes place just before Govardhan Leela.
那么呢，这段逍遥时光呢？就发生在 Krishna 举起高瓦丹山之前的那一段时间。
The same day.
是在同一天。
One happened in the morning, the other happened in the afternoon.
那么一个是发生在早上，一个是发生在下午。
It was really early in the morning.
而实际上是在一大清晨。
And the boys became spontaneously hungry before usual.
然后呢，他呢，那些牧灵童呢，比这个以往要饿得早一些，比平时要饿肚子饿得早。
They told Krishna, "We're hungry."
然后他们就告诉 Krishna 说，我们饿了。
So Krishna gave them a suggestion.
然后 Krishna 就给出他们这样的建议。
We're by the side of Govardhan Hill.
我们呢，准备去高瓦丹山。
And not far from here.
然后就在这不远之处。
Also along the side of Govardhan Hill.
也在高瓦丹山的山脚下。
There's some brahmanas who are engaged in a yajna.
那么有一些婆罗门，他们正准备做祭祀。
Yajna means a sacrificial ceremony.
那么 yajna 的意思是仪式，祭祀仪式。
Like we had over here for the initiation, a sacrificial ceremony.
就像是我们在这里举行这个启迪的仪式，这是一种祭祀仪式。
And they have many, many, many nice things.
而且呢，他们那里有很多很多好吃的好用的。
So go to them, use my name and Balaram's name.
然后呢，你们去那就用我的名儿，还有 Balaram 的名儿，以我们俩的名义。
And using our name, ask for some.Food to eat, some items that we can, you can then bring back, but it says for me.
嗯，然后呢，你们就以我和 Balaram 的名义说，你们要能不能给我们一些食物给 Balaram 和 Krishna 吃
？So the boys were really happy. Krishna will surely help us get something to eat.
然后呢，这些小牧牛童呢，非常的高兴，他们就想到 Krishna 会帮助他们办法找来一些食物吃。
They were very surprised.
但是呢，他们最后惊讶的是
，When they went to the yajna and explained everything to the brahmanas，
当这些牧牛童们去到那些正要准备祭祀仪式的婆罗门们面前的时候
，You know what the brahmanas said in reply？
那么你们知道这些婆罗门们是怎么回答这些牧牛童们的吗
？They didn't even reply. They were rude.
他们非常的粗鲁，甚至都不回答。
They just ignored the boys altogether.
他们只是把这些男孩子们放在一边置之不理。
Krishna knew that they would do that. He just wanted to perform a pastime.
那么 Krishna 知道他们的这样的反应。Krishna 只不过是在上演这样的逍遥时光而已。
So the coward boys came back very sorry.
然后呢，这些牧牛童们就扫兴而归，就说：“哎呀，太抱歉了。”
They told Krishna what happened.
然后他们就一五一十地把这个事情的经过告诉给了 Krishna.
Very knowingly, Krishna smiled.
然后 Krishna 呢，实际上是心非常，他知道是怎么回事，他就笑了。
He said, "Don't be discouraged. Go to the wives of the Brahmanas. They're at their home."
然后 Krishna 心领神会地笑了笑，说：“你们呀，不要伤心，不要沮丧，你们再去那个婆罗门的妻子那里。”
And the wives of the Brahmanas were very happy.
然后那些婆罗门的妻子们非常非常的高兴。
They were very enthusiastically gathered some items and came in nice big trays and presented them to Krishna and Balaram.
那些婆罗门的妻子们兴高采烈的把各种各样的吃的都放在那个小牧牛童那里，让他们带给 Krishna 和 Balaram。
The words that Krishna spoke to the wives of the Brahmanas.
然后呢后来 Krishna 对那些 Brahmanam 的妻子们是这样说的
were verbatim word for word the same words that Krishna spoke to the gopis when they came to perform rasa dance
那么呢 Krishna 给他们说的话就跟 Krishna 跟那、Krishna 和那些牧牛姑娘们一起要跳 rasa 之舞跟那些牧牛姑娘们说的话是一模一样
That means that although they were much elder they had the sameaffection for Krishna that the gopis had.
那么即便这些婆罗门的妻子们他们在年龄上年长但是这意味着这些婆罗门的妻子们对 Krishna 怀着那些牧牛姑娘对 Krishna 的同样的爱恋之情。
After some conversation,
那么在他们交流之后
Krishna thanked them,
Krishna 对他们表示了感激之情
and sent them back home.
并且让他们回家。
And when their husbands came to find out what happened,
然后当这些、他们的丈夫们 发现什么事情发生之后
they weren't unhappy with their wives at all.
他们对他们的妻子一点都没有不快乐的情绪
They were unhappy with themselves.
他们对自己非常的不满
They were admonishing themselves. They were blaming themselves.
然后呢他们就开始那些、婆罗门们就开始自责起来
We're subject to moha delusion.
我们因为受到了迷惑。
We're doing the sacrifice for the Supreme Lord, and he comes asking for something, and we said no.
我们呢，那会儿正准备给至尊一个守神做祭祀仪式，但是当至尊一个守神派人到我们这里来找我们要食物吃的时候，我们却拒绝了。
Our dear wives, you're far more exalted than us.
我们亲爱的妻子，你比我们要崇高得多。
And then it's described that even they knew that Krishna's position was so unique.
他其实上这些婆罗门他们知道 Krishna 的地位是独一无二的。
They didn't do anything.
但是他们却没有任何的反应。
Because they were afraid of Kamsa.
因为他们内心害怕 Kamsa.
If Kamsa finds out that we were honoring Krishna, we'll be in trouble.
如果 Kamsa 发现他们在那里荣耀 Krishna,就会招来麻烦
which is part of their delusion
所以他们处在这种迷惑之中
and then there's reverential devotion
还有这种怀着敬畏之情的对 Krishna 怀着敬畏之情
there's willing service
还有这种如愿的服务按照自己的愿望去服务
Narada Muni is the class of person
那么 Narada Muni 就是这样的一位
soVery quickly, we see on the left-hand side there's Putana.
我们看到左边是 Putana 的图片。
What was her destination?
那么 Putana 她的目的，她最终达到了什么样的一种境界？
The verse is about different destinations.
那么呢，就是这个诗节讲的是不同的人到达不同的目的地。
In the third canto, in the second chapter.
那么在《国家宝坛》第三篇第二章。
Uddhava discloses Putana's destination.
那 Uddhava 揭示出了 Putana 所到达的境界。
She came to kill Krishna.
Putana 她的到来是想要去杀死 Krishna.
And that was her predominant mood or spirit.
这就是因为她的这种想要杀死 Krishna 的这种心态占据了她的心里。
But when she saw Krishna lying in this baby crib,
但是呢，当她看到 Krishna, 躺在这个婴儿床上的时候
，there was a little moment of appreciating his beauty and her feeling of motherly affection.
那么呢，当她看到了 Krishna 的超乎寻常的俊美的时候，她的内心生出了一丝一点的这种母爱。
Ladies, you know what it's like. You see a small baby and you feel something.
那么在座的女士们，当你们一看到小孩的时候，你们知道你们内心的那种情感。
What to speak of the baby is Krishna.
那么更何况是一看到像婴儿 Krishna 呢？
So she felt that feeling.
所以呢，普拉达当时就有这样的感受。
So Krishna accepted that little moment of that feeling.
所以呢，库什纳接受了他片刻之间的那种母爱，一丁点母爱。
And when her soul left her body.
那么当他的这普拉达的灵魂离开了他的身体时候
，Krishna gave her a position.In Goloka Vrindavan as an assistant of Mother Jasoda.
那么 Krishna 就给予了赐予了 Putana 这样的一个地位，他的地位是在 Goloka Vrindavan 作为 Yashoda 妈妈的助手。
Amazing.
啊，太令人称奇了。
Uddhava says, "Who can be a better master than Krishna?" Just see.
所以呢 ，Uddhava 就这样说，谁能够比啊、有谁比 Krishna 更优秀的主人呢？有什么样的主人比 Krishna 更为优秀呢？
And of course, this is Kamsa.
那么这是 Kamsa.
And when Kamsa was killed by Krishna,
当 Kamsa 被 Krishna 杀死的时候
he was absorbed in fearful thought of Krishna.
他完全是沉浸在对 Krishna 的恐惧之中
And he achieved liberation.
但是他获得了解脱
And Shishupala, of course, also achieved Sayujya Mukti, another kind of liberation.
那么，Shishupala也是，他获得了 Sayujya 这种解脱和。
There's Bhima with his club. Look at that club.
你们可以看到 Bhima 手持大锄。
There's Arjuna with his bow.
那Arjuna 手持利剑。
And there's Sudarshan Chakra.
我们可以看到 Sudarshan Chakra。顷刻之间把他的头切了下来。
And、there's a particular kind of liberation that Shishupala achieved.
那么 Shishupala 他到达了一种特殊的解脱的境界。
There's merging with the effulgence of Krishna.
他融进了 Krishna 的光灿之中。
And there's merging with the body of Krishna.
他也融进到了 Krishna 的身体当中。
Shishupala achieved the second.
那么Shishupala 他是到达的是这个第二个境界，有一种是融入到 Krishna 的光彩，一种是和 Krishna 的身体合二为一。
Now, this is Hanuman.
这是 Hanuman.
And after participating in the pastimes with Ram.
那么当他参与到了主 Ramachandra 的逍遥时光之后
，Ramachandra returned to the spiritual Vaikuntha planet called Ayodhya.
Ramachandra 就返回到了灵性天空的 Ayodhya 城堡。
And so that's a different destination.
所以呢，这是不同的目的地描述了。
Now, in the purport, Bhakti Siddhanta spends a lot of time.
那么在要旨里面 ，Bhakti Siddhanta 运用了大量的篇幅
discussing the two different types of devotion.
那描述了两种。不同的奉献者。
And I'll just summarize it quickly because of time.
啊，因为时间有限，所以我在这里概述一下。
There's regulative devotion.
那么呢，有这种
regulative
有这种就是有规律的奉爱。
The following of regulations is called Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti.
那么这种有规律的奉爱服务呢，就是遵守规范守则 Vaidhi Sadhana。
The word in Sanskrit vidhi means regulation.
那 vidhi 梵文词 vidhi 的意思是规范守则。
And we follow the vidhis to do vaidhi bhakti.
那就是遵守规范守则 vidhi 就是 vaidhi 修行规范
And,
遵守规范守则当中的奉爱服务。
There are things to be done and things not to be done. Both are vidhis or regulations.
那么这个 vidhi 当中呢，又分应该做的和不该做的。
And this is a little definition given by Rupa Goswami of what it is. What is vidhi sadhana bhakti?
那么这个呢，就是 Rupa Goswami 他在他的定，他对 vidhi sadhana bhakti 的，就是的定义。
There are two parts.
那其中分两个部分。
One is to say that there isn't a spontaneous attraction yet.
那么呢，一种呢就是还没有到达那种自发的境界的奉爱服务。
And the other part is, however, still one follows because there's faith in the spiritual master.
那么一种就是自发的奉爱服务，另一种呢就是只是由于灵性导师要求我这么做，所以我去这么去做。
And faith in the teachings of devotion.
并且呢，对这个奉爱服务有这个信心。
So one follows those regulations dutifully.
所以呢，一个人呢，他就是尽职尽责的去按照这些规范守则去做。
With a certain kind of faith.
他因为有着这种某种程度的信心
，a mode of goodness faith，
因为他对善良形态的信心
，mode of goodness says I do this because it will purify my existence。
那么处在善良形态当中的人会这么想，因为我这么做是因为我能够通过这么做去得到净化。
And there's another category or type of devotion。
那么对奉爱服务呢也有不同的分类。
It's based upon natural。Spontaneous feelings.
那么这种分类，就是基于自发的奉爱。
You can read about that in Nectar of Devotion.
那么大家可以从奉爱的甘露里面读到这一段。
It's extensively described, so we're not going to have a Nectar of Devotion class this morning.
那么呢，就是非常详细的阐释了自发的奉爱服务。
Essentially, one feels.Within oneself, from the soul platform, a natural, spontaneous attraction to be situated in one's loving relationship with Krishna.
那么这里呢，这一段呢，就是自发的奉爱服务，是讲的一个人的灵魂深处对 Krishna 有这种自然而然的一种吸引，并且让他产生了对 Krishna 的一种自发的奉爱。
And amongst the associates of Krishna.
在 Krishna 的那些同游当中
，within one's heart，
在他们的心中
，one finds a particular attraction for a certain type of love towards Krishna。
那么一个人他的内心呢，就会发现自己对 Krishna 有一种特殊的一种形式的吸引。
And some of the eternal associates particularly exhibit that particular type of love。
那么呢 ，Krishna 的一些同游呢，他们会展示出一种特殊具体的某种奉爱之情。
So one meditates upon that particular devotee and hears the glories of that particular devotee.
那么当一个人去冥想呢，这样的一位某位这样的一位特殊的奉献者，他的以及他对 Krishna 的这种奉爱之情。
And gradually the mood of that devotee becomes.One's own mood.
那么呢，逐渐逐渐的，这个 Krishna 的这个同游的他的这种心态，就会成为这个冥想这位同游的这位奉献者的心态。
There's a requirement or prerequisite before one even considers that stage of bhakti.
那么呢，在做这样的就是到达这样的 bhakti 的阶段之前，是有一个准备的阶段的。
Material contamination must be gone.
那么那个时候，那么他的到达这种自发奉爱服务的奉献者，他的那个时候所有的物质欲望已经被清除掉了。
So as dutifulness is the characteristic of Vaidhi,
那么呢，作为这个尽职尽责，要去按照规范守则去做，这是 Vaidhi Sadhana 的一个特征。
Raganuga is characterized by an intensification of longing.To be established in one's relationship with Krishna.
那么在自发的奉爱服务当中，一个人呢，就是非常强烈的渴望和 Krishna 建立一种特殊，建立一种关系。
And the associates of Krishna in the spiritual world have this qualification.
而在灵性世界里 ，Krishna 的一些同游们就具有这样的资格。
And it manifests in different rasas.
所以呢，他们展示出了不同的 rasa.
This is.Friendship rasa or sakya rasa.
那么在这里展示的是 sakya rasa, 朋友之情。
This is on the left is parental affection.
那么在左边展的是父母之情。
This is showing friendship plus parental affection.
那么在右边呢是展示的还既有父母之情也有朋友之情。
And conjugal affection.
这里展示的是爱恋之情。
And we're going to try to finish this last verse.
我们现在来完成最后一个诗节。
Let us chant together.
我们一起来念诵。
Shriya Kanta Kansa Paramapurusha Kalpataramo Dhruma Bhumi Chintamani Gana Mai Toyam Amritam tathagatam najam ganamam api bhanti priyasakhi chidanandam yoti param api tathasanyam api cha satyatrakkarabhi shravati sarabhi vyascha samaha nivichadyakyo bhavrajati yati nyatrati samaya Pajek Shweta Vipanta Ahabiha Goloka Nityam Vidanta Ste Santa Shiti Virala Shara Chati Paye. There's the word for word. And we're going to do this one the same way, just piece by piece.
Yes.
Go ahead, the first part.
我崇拜那超然的住所，它被称为 Shweta Vipa。 在那里，所有Lakshmi这些，在那里那些是怀着深爱的那些情侣们 Lakshmi，他以他们纯粹的灵性的爱恋之情，服务着他们唯一的爱人至尊主 Krishna。
So the first part here says，
这个第一部分是这样说到的。
Another name for Goloka is Shweta Dweep。
Goloka的另外一个名字被称为Shweta Dweep.
Shweta means white and Dweepa means island.
Shweta的意思是白色的, Dweep的意思是岛.
It indicates completely pure, spotless, no material contamination there.
那么也就是说那个地方是毫无瑕疵的,没有任何物质的污染.
And in that Shweta Dweep,
在这个Shweta Dweep这个领域当中,
there's unlimited numbers of Lakshmis or goddesses of fortune.
在那里有无数位 Lakshmi 幸运女神.
And in their completely pure natural relationship with Krishna.
那么他们内心怀着对 Krishna 自然而然的纯粹的灵性的挚爱.
They're engaged in amorous pastimes with him.
他们在那里和 Krishna 上演着爱恋之情的逍遥时光. 在那里每棵树都是超然的如愿树，在那里土地是由如愿珠宝铺成，所有的水都是甘露。
In this realm we have trees.
在这个古龙，在 Shweta Dweep那里有长着树木。
That's because in the spiritual realm there's trees.
因为那里是灵性的国度，所以那里长着各种各样的树木。
Just like an object and the reflection of that object in a mirror.
那么就像是一个物体倒映在镜子当中。
And the trees in the spiritual world are not the reflection kind of trees.
那么在灵性世界里的树木不是像是倒映在这个物质世界里的这个树的倒影那样。
This was mentioned in text 29, the first of the Govinda prayers.
那么呢，这个在Brahma Samhita的第26世节当中已经讲到了这一点。
All the trees are wish-fulfilling trees.
所有的树全都是如愿树。
Where every tree can provide any amount of anything that the person by that tree wants.
那么这个树呢是这样子的，它能够满足任何一个人他内心所想的任何的渴望，实现他们的愿望，并且提供无量的数量。
Pious trees produce fruits.
那么那些虔诚的树木会结出果实。
But they only produce one kind of fruit during a particular season.
那么这些只是在特定的季节当中结出一种果实。
The rest of the year the tree is barren.
然后剩下的日其他的日子呢都是不会结出果实的。
The trees in Goloka
但是在Goloka的树木
produce any type of fruit
会生产出各种各样的结出各种各样的果实。
In any season,
并且是在任何季节当中,
and they not only produce fruits, they can provide anything that anyone wants.
他们不仅能够产出果实, 而且能够实现各种各样的愿望, 产出出任何的东西。
And all the trees are like that.
所有的树都是这个样子。
Not just one over here and one over there, all the trees.
不是说是这里的这片树木是这个样子, 那里的那片树木是这个样子, 所有的树都是这样子。
And this language is the purpose gem or chintamani.
这里面说到了 chintamani, 如愿珠宝。
Same as verse 29.
同样的，29世节也讲到了同一个内容。
Chintamani prakara sadma sukha pabriksha. So same. The chintamani is this purpose gem.
所以呢，chintamani是如愿珠宝。
So here we see some rocks.
我们可以看到这个图片上面地上有一些岩石。
Now here rocks are dull matter.
那么呢，这些岩石是一般来说都是就是没有感觉的那些东西。
In Goloka, they're fully conscious.
但是呢，在这个物质世界里，岩石是没有任何感觉的。但是在灵性世界里 ，Goloka 这些岩石都是。
And they similarly can supply anything.
这些岩石呢，都是如愿珠宝，它们能够提供任何的东西。
And the water is nectar.
那在那里的水都是甘露。
Go ahead.
那里不句句歌谣，步步舞蹈，笛子是最受人青睐的水生物。
Here we walk from one place to another place.
我们在这里呢，要脚步要行走，从一个地方走到另外一个地方。
In the Goloka, just regular walking is dancing.
那么呢，在 Goloka, 即便是一般的这种行走，都是舞蹈。
Every word is a song.
在那里说的每一句话都是歌谣。
Like we recite Bhagavad Gita.
就像是我们念诵 Bhagavad Gita.
You know what the word Gita means?
你们知道 Gita 是什么意思吗？
Song.
Gita 的意思就是歌曲。
So Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, but he sang Bhagavad Gita.
所以呢 ，Krishna 讲述《不加梵歌》的时候是唱着讲的。
And everything that Krishna says is a song.
那么关于 Krishna 所描述 Krishna 的一切都是歌谣。
And all the living entities, whatever they say, is the song.
那么在灵性世界里，无论什么样的生物体，他们一说话都是在唱歌。
And Krishna is the favorite attendant of Krishna.
那么 Krishna 最喜欢的随身物呢，就是笛子。
Translate.
那里的光灿充盈着超然的喜乐，至尊灵性的生物体。优雅迷人，并且充盈着喜乐。
We'll hear some more about this in a moment.
我们现在来讲一下这一点。在那里，无数的奶牛，产生出无量的牛奶之羊。
The number of cows is unlimited.
在那里，奶牛的数量是无数的。
And they emit oceans of milk.
而且他们产出来的是牛奶之羊。
But not only milk, whatever anyone wants.
不仅仅是牛奶，什么都产。
Like I said the other day.
就像是我们前几天说到的。
The spiritual world is amazing.
灵性世界是令人惊讶。
Just about anything.
无论什么。
Can provide just about everything.
那么那里的任何的东西都能够产出任何的东西。
But everybody in the spiritual world is very simple. They're not greedy. Or I want this. I have so, so I can get so many things.
那么呢，在这个物质世界里，很多人都是贪婪成性，他们什么都想要。
They only want one thing.
但是除了一件事。
That's the qualification for residing there.
那么就是他们要去到达居住在那里，要获得一种资格。
They only want one thing.
他们去到灵性世界的资格是什么呢？
Increasing the happiness of the unlimitedly happy Krishna.
那也就是说要去增加对无穷无尽无穷喜乐的 Krishna 去增加他的喜乐。
Can I say?
在那里永远存在着超然的时间，但是只有永恒的现在，而没有过去和未来，因为那里的一切没有片刻的飞转流逝。
Now, we read in Bhagavad Gita.
我们在《博迦梵歌》当中读到
about the spiritual world.
关于灵性世界的描述。
There's one specific verse.
那么其中有一个诗节
where Krishna says, in the spiritual world, there's no need of sunlight, moonlight, or electricity.
那么这个诗节说的是在灵性世界里没有必要有这个月光、日光的照耀来提供电。
Correct.
也不需要有电，是不是？
Why?
为什么？
Because everything is self-luminous.
因为一切都是自己发光的。
There's a jyoti or a light or effulgence that comes from everything.
那么呢，就是那里呢，一切都会发展，一切都会 发散出非常耀眼的光芒。
The jewels on the ankles of the gopis are effulgent.
那么呢，那些 gopi 们他们的脚脖子上戴的那些珠宝是发出光灿的。
Their toenails are effulgent.
还有他们的这个指甲也是发出光灿的。
Their bodies are effulgent.
他们的身体耀眼。
Everything is effulgent.
所有的一切都是发出耀眼的光灿。
So there's no need of a sun.
所以在那里没有必要有太阳。
We heard about the surface of the sun providing light throughout the universe.
那么我们在前面的视频里面说到了阳光为整个宇宙提供光与热。
But would you like to know that in the spiritual world there is a sun?
那么你们想不想知道在灵性世界里到底有太阳还是没太阳？
And there is a moon.
那里有月亮吗？
And there's sunlight and there's moonlight.
那里有阳光和月光吗？
That's a contradiction.
那么听上去好像有一点矛盾呢。
At least it seems like a contradiction.
啊，好像就是至少是看上去有点矛盾。
But it's a different kind of sunlight and it's a different kind of moonlight.
但是呢，在灵性世界里有不同的月光和日光。
It's simply the internal potency or yogamaya potency.
那么这是由于主的内在能量 yogamaya 能量。
Making arrangements for Krishna's pastimes.
那么是主的内在能量，用个玛雅能量为 Krishna 安排了这些消耗时光。
Did you know that in the spiritual world, every night is a full moon?
你们知道吗？每天在灵性世界里，晚上都是天空中挂着一轮明月。
For Krishna's pastimes.
这是为了 Krishna 上演消耗时光用的。
It's very charming.
这是非常非常迷人的。
There's the moonlight.
那你看这些图片上是月光的样子。
And it makes a very nice setting for Krishna's pastime.
那么这位 Krishna 在夜宵时光呢，就做好了这种陪衬。
And then at the end of the night, the sun rises.
那么呢，在一个黑夜结束之后，就升起了月亮，太阳。
And the gopis feel that just a couple moments have passed.
然后呢，对于这些勾品们就感觉到，哦，这一刻又过去了。
Why has the sun come up?
为什么太阳又升起了？
The fact of the matter is, according to scripture,
那么呢，实际上是这个样子的，根据经典里的描述。
Although it was one night,
尽管那里就是尽管那一夜过去了。
It was a night of Brahma.
那么这一夜是 Brahma 的一夜。
And we heard how long that is.
我们也知道 Brahma 的一夜有多长
?311 trillion years.
是311兆亿年。
That's a long time to dance.
这他们就跳了这么长时间的舞。
But they were feeling it was just a few moments.
但是对于他们来说就感觉到是顷刻之间。
And the sun rising is to indicate the night is over.
那么当太阳冉冉升起的时候就寓意着这一个夜晚结束了。
So now comes a different emotion, feelings of separation from Krishna after meeting with Krishna.
所以呢当他们和 Krishna 相聚的时候结束了他们就进入到另一种心境当中就是和 Krishna 的分离之情。
There is variety of transcendental emotion.
所以呢在超然的情感有各种各样是多样性的。
And the rising of the sun and the full moon, they simply are to enhance those transcendental feelings.
所以呢，太阳的升起以及月亮的升，太阳的升起和月亮的升起，都是为了帮助 Krishna, 协助 Krishna 来上演逍遥时光的。
It's very nice.
这是非常美妙的。
And one of the particular points that's made here in the translation.
那么在译文当中呢，还指出了一点。
Is there is a type.Or a kind of time in the spiritual world.
在灵性世界里有一种特定的时间。
But not time as we know it.
但是呢，不是我们在这个物质世界里所知道的那种时间。
Time as we know it destroys things.
那么我们在物质世界里所知道的这个时间毁灭一切。
Whatever comes into being goes out of being.
那么一旦，那么东西一旦出生显现，它就会有结束的那一天。
Tick tick, tick tick.
Dick, dick.
The passing of time.
那么这就是时间的流逝。
Things are coming into being, and things are being destroyed.
那就是 从就是从形成一个东西，从形成，然后到它的成长，到最后它结束毁灭。
That's time here.
这就是这里的时间。
And there's another kind of transcendental, eternal, endless time.
那么在灵性世界里有没有结无尽无穷无尽的超然的时间的存在。
Not even for the space of half a moment do things get destroyed.
在灵性世界里没有一个东西它会顷刻之间被毁灭。
There's no destruction.
在灵性世界里没有毁灭。
There's no creation.
那里没有创造。
There's no passion and ignorance.
在那里，在灵性世界没有激情属性和愚昧属性。
Things are eternally pure.
在那里，一切都是永恒的、纯净的。
And so also with time.
同样，时间也是如此。
That's Goloka.
这就是 Goloka. 那个地方被称为 Goloka.
Bhaktisiddhanta says,
Bhaktisiddhanta 说道，那个国度被称为 Goloka， 只有觉悟自我的灵魂能够了解，而像这样觉悟自我的灵魂在这个世界上是十分罕有的。
See, there's the full moon.
我们看到背景上是一轮明月。
And there's Krishna's dear friend, his flute.
然后 Krishna 手里持着他的亲爱的朋友笛子。
And here's Bhaktisiddhanta's summary.His language is difficult, so I'll say it in simpler language. In this world, we find variety. In the spiritual world, there's variety. But that spiritual variety is much, much greater.
但是呢，在灵性世界里的多样性呢，要大得多，浩瀚得多。
And there's no unwholesomeness there.
而且在那里，在灵性世界里没有任何的杂质污染。
There's no time that destroys things there.
那么在那里没有任何的毁灭。
These varieties in Goloka.
在 Goloka 的多样性。
They're full of transcendental knowledge and bliss.
那么在灵性世界里的这种多样性充盈着超然的知识与喜乐。
There are some persons that follow the Vedas.
那么在那里呢，有一些人他们是伟达经的追随者。
According to the teachings of devotion to Govinda and Goloka.
他们呢，根据 Govinda 的这种奉爱的教导。
But it's not just your intellect or cognitive faculty that can understand Krishna.
他们并不是说只是在智性上了解 Krishna.
It's only possible through devotion.
那么只是通过在智性上去了解是无法了解 Krishna， 只有通过奉爱才能够了解 Krishna.
This statement at the bottom we're going to come back to.
那么下面的这一行我们再来看一看。
Here's Jiva Goswami's comments on this verse.
那么这是基瓦公司他们对这一诗节做出的评注。
In the verse it speaks of jyoti or effulgence.
在这个诗节里面提到了 jyoti 光灿。
You've heard of Brahma jyoti.
大家听说了 Brahma jyoti.
That's the spiritual sky.
这是存在于灵性天空中。
In Goloka there's also jyoti.
在 Goloka 也有 jyoti 光灿。
And he says it's eternal and spiritual like the sun and the moon. They give this.Glaring, brilliant light.
那么在灵性世界里，那里的月亮和太阳，它们发出这种非常迷人的这种光彩，永恒的。
And then, as far as time is concerned.
那么，一旦因为有时间。
He says that the residents of Goloka are so absorbed in the pastimes of Krishna.
这里说到了那些文达文的居民们，他们是如此的沉浸专注于 Krishna 的消时光当中。
They don't even notice this passing of time.
他们甚至都没有意识到感觉到时间的流逝。
Because there is no passing of time.
因为在那里没有时间的流逝。
Let's just give a worldly example.
然后给大家一个例子。
Supposing you're standing at a bus stop waiting for a bus.
那么假如你站在汽车站在那里等汽车。
And you're waiting, and you're waiting.
你在那里等啊等啊等啊等。
And you're looking at your watch, and you're waiting.
然后你看了看表又在那里等啊等啊等。
It seems like forever. What is it? Maybe the bus broke down or something.
那感觉好像是永恒的，好像是一种永恒的，感觉到了一种永恒的存在。似乎这个车子好像是不是在路上出了什么岔子，不来了。
there's a different sense of passage of time.
那么呢，有对时间有着，就是时间它有不同的阶段。
Then we'll go the other direction.
我们从另外一个角度来去阐释一下。
Supposing you're spending time with somebody that you have deep love and affection for.
例如你和你一个你极度深爱的人在一起相聚的时候。
Or you're doing something that you really like doing. Just really get absorbed in that something.
或者是你在做一件你特别特别喜欢做的一件事，完全沉浸于其中。
You don't even notice the passage of time.
在那个时候你做的时候，你甚至都没有意识到时间飞流而逝。
Hours can pass and you don't even notice it.
那么因为你如此的专注，甚至都没有注意到时间的流逝。
Take that to the absolute position of attachment to Krishna.And there's no absence, there's no passage of time.
所以呢，我
although there's events that require at least the semblance of time.
尽管就是，但所以我们可以来想一想，当一个人完全专注于对至尊绝对真理 Krishna 的这种奉爱之情当中，是无法就是他没有感受到这种时间的流逝，尽管似乎看上去安排了这种时间。
The verse.Jiva Goswami says,
那么这个在这个世界里面 Jiva Goswami 这样说的
The verse says that the earth is made of Chintamani.
他说到了大地在那里 Goloka.
Chintamani is a jewel.
那么在那里灵性世界大地是由 Chintamani 如面珠宝铺成
So he reasons, if the earth is jewels, what are jewels like?
那么如果他就是他就说了如果大地是珠宝铺成那这个珠宝是什么呢
The water is nectar.
那在那里说到灵性世界水都是甘露
Just like you turn on your tap, the water comes out.
就像是你在这里脚就是掘地然后地里冒出了水
But in Goloka, even that water is like honey, youTurn it upside down and just kind of oozes out.
那么呢，就像是在灵性世界里，那你的水蜜如甘露，就像是蜂蜜一样的甜美。
So if the water is like nectar, what's the nectar like?
那么这个水像甘露一样，甘露到底像什么样？
He says, all their talking is singing.
那你说到了，在灵性世界里。人们的之间的对话就像歌唱一样。
So what's their singing like?
那这个歌到底是什么样
？And all their walking is dancing.
那你步步都是舞蹈。
So what's their dancing like?
那你的舞蹈像什么样子呢
？You get the idea.
我们再想一想，您可能心里会有一点概念吧。
It's such a wonderful place.
那是如此美妙的一个地方。
We can't even imagine what a wonderful place.
我们甚至都难以想象这个地方到底有多么美妙。
And this verse is describing the wonders of that wonderful place.
所以呢，这个诗节呢，就描述的就是这样的一个美丽的地方。
I mentioned this when we discussed verse 29.
我还记得当我们在一起学习第二十九世界的时候
If you like, you can go look in Chaitanya Charitamrita for the reference.
如果大家愿意的话可以课后去看一看 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面找到这样相关的资料
There's a chapter in Madhya Lila
在 Madhya Lila 有一个章节
Where there's a discussion about the Hera Panchami Festival.
那么呢这段描述呢讲的是 Hera Panchami 这样的一个节日
The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, comes out of the Jagannath temple.
那么，妓女神她从 Jagannath Puri 的庙里走出来。
And she goes in procession.
然后呢，她随着游行的队伍。
To where Jagannath is at another place, the Gambira, excuse me, not Gundicha temple.
然后呢，就去到 Jagannath 要去的另外一个地方叫 Gundicha 庙。
And it's a big festival, an all-day-long festival.
那么呢，这是非常盛大的一个节日。
And she comes out with big music and pomp and splendor, and gets placed on a golden throne. Excuse me, a throne studded with jewels and rubies and diamonds.
然后呢，就是人们呢，就是吹锣敲鼓的，吹锣打鼓的，把这个 Jagannath 把它安放在一个镶嵌着珠宝的车上，宝座上。
And Srivas Pandit starts jumping up and down and says, just see the opulence of my goddess of fortune.
而 Srivas Pandit 看了这一幕之后就立刻陷入了狂喜，他说看啊，我们的这个我们的幸运女神是多么的富有，我们的主是多么的富有。
Srup Damdar, you like Vrindavan, but what is their opulence?
然后他就说了，说 Srup Damdar, 你喜欢 Vrindavan, Vrindavan 的富裕是怎么样子的呢？是什么样啊？
They gather some flowers and they make some flower garlands.
那 Vrindavan 的富裕就是那里的人们，他们采集鲜花做花环。
And there's some fruits from the trees. What is the opulence compared to that of?
然后他们从树上，他们从树上采集果实。那么他们的美，他们的富裕在哪呢？他们有没有像幸运女神这样的富裕啊？
So Lord Chaitanya requests Srup Damodar, please tell.Srivas Pandit something about the opulences of Vrindavan.
然后呢，主且贪呀，他就请求 Srupa Dhamma 说，请你向Srivas Pandit 向他讲一讲 Vrindavan 的富裕吧。
And he speaks something almost identical with this verse.
然后就是 Srupa Dhamma 他就讲述了跟这个诗节跟这一诗节所描述的一样的内容。
This is our last, almost last slide. Two more slides. This one.
我们现在还有两个幻灯片。
There's a nice section in the purport.
它要旨里面有这样的一个部分。
Where Bhakti Siddhanta is explaining this phrase, "Param apitad asvadyam apicha." He explains it.
那么，Bhakti Siddhanta 就对这一句话进行了阐释。
He says, "Everything in Goloka is of the same spiritual essence as." Govinda.
那么他这样说到了，在 Goloka 的一切就跟 Krishna 是 Krishna 本人都是精髓灵性的精髓一样。
Krishna and Krishna's abode are none different.
那么 Krishna 和 Krishna 的居所是没有分别的。
They're absolutely equal.
他们是绝对的，是平，他们绝对的平等。
So that's indicated by this word param api. It's Krishna is the absolute truth.
那么呢，这节诗里面就说到了 Param Api, Krishna 是绝对真理。
That's this part, Param Api.
Param Api.
But then there's this Tad Asvadyam Api Cha.
那么后面又紧跟着 Tad Asvadyam Api Cha.
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Even the Supreme, that is also nevertheless the object of enjoyment.
尽管是至尊者那一位，他也永远啊，他永远都是享乐的对象。
So let's go back to the verse. Whoops, to remember 36, verse 36.
大家还记得这个第六诗节吧
？That really complicated one that was describing rasa.
那么呢，这个诗节呢是非常复杂的一个诗节，描述了各种各样的 rasa.
When one comes to the Bhava Bhakti stage of devotion.
当一个人他到达了 Bhava Bhakti 狂喜之爱中的奉爱服务时，
one begins to understand one's rasa or eternal relationship on a spiritual platform with Krishna.
那么一个人他就能够开始了解，自己处在这种灵性超然层面上和 Krishna 之间的关系。
There's a little discussion at the beginning of that verse.
那么在这个诗节的一开始，在这个诗节的要旨的一开始，对此进行了讨论。
Where Bhakti Siddhanta is using the terminology of rasa.
那么呢，在这个要旨里面 ，Bhakti Siddhanta 运用了一个术语 rasa。
This is just a reminder of something you've already heard three times.
那么呢，实际上讲到这一点呢，就是让大家提醒大家曾经说过三遍的内容。
There's the abode of love and the object of love.
那么呢，有这个爱的居所和爱的对象。
The abode of love is called ashraya.
那么这个爱的居所被称为 ashraya.
Radharani
就是 Radharani.
Commonly is called ashraya. She feels love towards Krishna.
那么呢，通常情况下 ，Radharani 被称为 ashraya， 她感受到了对 Krishna 的这种爱。
And Krishna is the object of her love.
那 Krishna 就是她爱的对象。
The Sanskrit term is Vishaya.
那么梵文词被称为 Vishaya.
So the abode of love and the object of love.
所以呢，有这个爱的居所和爱的对象。
But Krishna also loves Radha, so he feels love for her, and she becomes the object, and he's the subject.
但是呢 ，Krishna 对 Radharani 怀着深深的爱，所以他们之间的位置就调过来了。Krishna 就是 Ashraya， 而Radharani 就成了 Ishwarya。
And that's what a relationship is.
这就是他们之间的关系。
Like a conversation.
就像是对话一样。
One person speaks, another person listens.
一个人说，另外一个人听。
Hopefully, when the person who's listening begins to speak, the one that was speaking will listen.
然后呢，要是一旦这个听的人他说的时候，那说的人他就会去听。
That's required for a relationship.
所以呢，这是关系，这是需要这种关系的。
So what Bhakti Siddhanta is saying here?
那么 Bhakti Siddhanta 在此说到
is this verse is disclosing that Lord Chaitanya resides in Svetadvipa.
那么这个世界说到了当主主 Chaitanya 他的居所在 Svetadvipa
He who is the object of love
那么主 Chaitanya 他是爱的对象
also becomes the subject of love
主 Chaitanya 他是爱的居所爱的对象他也成为这个被爱的
As Lord,
就是爱的人 爱那个爱的对象的那个人
As Lord Chaitanya
那么主 Chaitanya 作为主体
He feels love for Krishna
他感受到了对 Krishna 的爱
As Radharani feels love for Krishna
就像是 Radharani 感受到对 Krishna 的那种爱
In Goloka Vrindavan
在 Goloka Vrindavan
Krishna is both the subject and the object
那么 Krishna 既是主体又是客体
How is that?
那怎么会是这个样子呢
Because in Svetadvipa, Lord Chaitanya also eternally resides.
因为在主 Chaitanya, 他永恒地居住在 Svetadvipa.
This is really amazing.
这是很不可思议的。
Not only Lord Chaitanya and his associates revealed, Lord Brahma is revealing who knows how long ago, millions of years ago.
那么呢不仅仅是主 Chaitanya 和他的同游就像在 Brahma, 他在多少多少万年以前他都揭示了这一点。
This is the nature of Goloka Vrindavan.
这是 Goloka Vrindavan 的本性。
You remember we showed this slide before?
那么大家还记得曾经向大家展示过这个幻灯片。
Dameshu, Deveshi, Deve, Maheshu,
Haradamshu,
Teshu, Teshu, showing the different gradations of realms.
就是这个不同的各级别的居所。各个级别的居所。
And Goloka is the topmost.
那么 Goloka 就处在最高的位置。
And you remember that inner part, the lotus?
大家还记得在这个最高的位置这一部分当中有这个像莲花一样形状的居所。
Where Radha and Krishna reside.
Radha 和 Krishna 就居住在那里。
There's where Radha and Krishna reside in the middle.
然后 Krishna 和 Radha 就居住在这个中央的部位。
And the abode of the gopis and other associates are in the petals.
那么呢 ,gopi 们还有其他的 Radha Krishna 的同游们他们就居住在这个花瓣的这个区域当中。
That's Vrindavan.
这就是 Vrindavan.
And there's an outer region also.
还有这个 Vrindavan 还有它的外围的部分。
This white area here.
那么这个白色这一部分。
Because it's white.
因为它是白色。
Svetadvipa.
它是 Svetadvipa.
The white island.
是白岛。
And in that Svetadvipa region,
那么就在 Svetadvipa 这个区域当中
there's Mathura and there's Dwaraka.
有 Mathura, 有 Dwaraka.
And there's Lord Chaitanya's residence also.
还有那里还有主 Chaitanya 和他的居所
And this verse 56 indicates it very gently.
而这个在第五十六世节里面呢是以非常隐藏的方式提到了这一点。
Let's do it one more time.
我们现在再来看一遍。
And then we're done.
然后我们就讲完了。
So, Krishna is the supreme absolute truth.
Krishna 是至尊绝对真理。
As the supreme absolute truth, he's the object of love of all the residents of Vrindavan.
他作为至尊绝对真理他是文达文所有居民的爱的对象
although he is that supreme object of love
尽管他是绝对他是爱的对象
he is also the abode of love towards himself
他也是对自己的爱的居所
that's Lord Chaitanya
这就是主 Chaitanya
Radharani's love for KrishnaExperienced by Krishna himself.
那么 Radharani 对 Krishna 的爱 ，Krishna 本人去体验到。
Pretty fantastic, huh?
是非常非常不可思议的，是不是？
Compliments of Bhakti Siddhanta to understand this wonderful verse.
那么 Bhakti Siddhanta 呢，就对这一个美妙的诗节做出了阐释，来帮助我们理解。
Well, it's way past breakfast time.
啊，但是呢，现在该吃早点了。
我吃了。
No breakfast.
No breakfast.
After. Yes, we already prepared.
Right.
Yeah,
that's a joke.
Already.
Okay, so we'll take some questions.
我们大家有什么问题吗
？Maharaj, 就是通过这七天听了那个 Brahma Samhita， 到目前为止我们了解到了 Krishna， 就是跟 Krishna 有关的有三个是这个传系，一个是呢 Krishna 跟阿尔朱纳讲的 Bhagavad Gita， 还有一个是那个 Uddhava Gita。还有这一次的这个 Brahma Samhita，
yeah。
那么您在第一天讲述的时候提到了这个 Brahma Samhita， 它涵盖了最高的灵性知识。那么可不可以这样理解，就是根据讲述的对象不同，从灵性的层级上来讲，如果给这三个传系排序的话，那么基础的是那个 Bhagavad Gita， 下来是 Uddhava Gita， 然后最高的是 Brahma Samhita， 可以这样理解吗？
So Maharaj, according to the, your seminar on Brahma Samhita. So it said in the very beginning of Brahma Samhita, it said that Brahma Samhita contained the highest truth of the spiritual knowledge. So, and during the seminar, you mentioned that Bhagavad Gita, Uddhava Gita, and Brahma Samhita. So, can I understand in this way? And Bhagavad Gita is the base and in success, one is higher than the other one. Then Uddhava Gita is higher than Bhagavad Gita, and the Brahma Samhita is more higher.
No.
不是这样子，不是说是一个比一个更高这样子。
Here's the way the Prabhupada says it.
那么释迦牟尼佛他是这样讲的。
Bhagavad Gita is the undergraduate study.
那么 Bhagavad Gita 是这个毕就是大学还没有毕业的那个课程，基础的课程。
Srimad Bhagavatam is the graduate study.
那么博伽瓦坛，那么博伽梵歌是大学生读的，然后博伽瓦坛呢就是研究生读的。
Uddhava Gita is part of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Uddhava Gita 是圣典博伽瓦坛的一部分。
So it's the same message as Bhagavad Gita in more detail.
那么呢，实际上它这个博伽瓦坛所讲述的内容跟博伽梵歌讲述的内容是一样的，但是更为具体，更为细节。
And Chaitanya Charitamrita is the postgraduate study.
啊，那 Chaitanya Charitamrita 就是博士读的。
And Srimad and Brahma Samhita, he doesn't give that same explanation other than all the truths in Srimad Bhagavatam are found in their essence in Brahma Samhita.
然后呢，但是呢，帕帕并没有对Brahma Samhita 做出一个什么样的一个比喻，他就说到了在 Brahma Samhita 里面所涵盖的这些精髓的知识，在博伽瓦坛里全都有。
So Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and over here by the side of Srimad Bhagavatam is Brahma Samhita.
好，摆着三，然后就是这样子的。
Go.
博伽梵歌、博伽瓦坛、Chaitanya Charitamrita， 然后呢，在博伽瓦坛的这个跟它一样的位置上，就是 Brahma Samhita， 他们讲的内容是一样的。
The essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is Brahma Samhita.
那么圣典博伽瓦坛的精髓就是 Brahma Samhita。
But the truths of Bhagavad Gita are found within Brahma Samhita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
博伽梵歌里面的讲到的这些真理，在圣典博伽瓦坛和 Brahma Samhita 里面都涵盖，都讲到。
Something else? Yes, Sandini.
那个创造的时候是那个等于果文大圈有思想。完了，他出来想看看，完了等等，出来一些成了。不是，就是说这个灵个体灵魂，它的个体性先出来，还是昆纳想要什么出来什么？
你说那个个体灵魂的这个个体是是原本就有的，还是 Krishna 被赋予的？
他想要一些服务，想要什么，然后这个个体灵魂相应就出现了。
它就是自动出来的，还是克什纳愿望让各种
出来的，
还是生物体自己的
愿
望出来的，愿
望被赋予它。During the process of creation, at the very beginning, Govinda has such a desire, because of his desire, so the creation happened.So she would like to know, each individual soul, they already, their individuality has first or just Govinda and give them such a individuality of service.
It's intrinsic to the soul.
啊，这是这个灵魂。固有的，原本就有的这种个体性是灵魂固有的。
Not exactly, he gives it.
不是说是狗命达给予他们的。
Let's just take free will.
这是他们的自由意志。
Krishna has unlimited free will.
Krishna 他有无穷无尽的自由意志。
Living entities are parts and parcels of Krishna.
而个体生物体呢是 Krishna 的所属部分。
They also have free will.
他们也具有这种自由意志。
Because they're his part and parcel.
因为他们是 Krishna 的所属部分。
Similarly, Krishna is the ocean of rasa.
那么同样的 ，Krishna 是 rasa 的海洋。
Living entities are Krishna's part and parcel.
个体生物体呢是 Krishna 的所属部分。
So each living entity has a particular rasa with Krishna.
所以呢，每一个生物体都跟 Krishna 有一个具体的关系。
Intrinsic within them.
那么实际上是他们固有的。
It's eternally them.
而是永恒有的。
So it's not like Krishna gives because it's eternal.
因为他们是永恒存在的，不是说是 Krishna 给了他们，他们才有。
But on the other hand, our rasa doesn't exist independent of Krishna.
而且还有另外就是从另一点来说 Rasa 他们是独立他们是依靠 Krishna 的不是独立于 Krishna
Because we're not independent of Krishna
因为我们不能够独立于 Krishna 而存在
Our individuality comes from Krishna
我们的这种个体性是来自于 Krishna
But it's eternally with us
但是呢这种个体性永恒的存在我们身上
As Krishna is eternally the reservoir of all rasa
那么就像是 Krishna 他永恒的是所有 rasa 的源头
问一个问题、我想就是我们的灵魂不是吧原初都个灵世界了的开始都个灵世界了吧个灵世界那我们掉下来的时候是不是根据我们个体的那个灵魂的自由性掉下来的吧不是归纳安排的吧
So originally each individual soul comes from spiritual world so when they fall down into the material worldIt is a Krishna's arrangement or just according to our free will we come down, we fall down from the spiritual world to the material world.
Let me give you some advice.
我给你这样的一个忠告或建议。
Don't make them, this, quoting Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
那么这是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 引述的一段话。
Do not make the mistake.
不要去犯错。
Of thinking of the living entities becoming entangled in material existence. Do not make the mistake of thinking the living entities becoming entangled in material existence is an event within time.
那么呢，就是不要去老是这么想，这个生物体啊是怎么从这个怎么到这个物质世界里，受了这个物质世界的束缚。这是从什么时候开始不要老这么想这样想就不对了
It's a mistake
这是一种错误
To think that way
但如果去这么想的话就是错了。
And the language that you used in your question.
那么你呢就是在提出这个问题你所使用的这个语言。
Describes the fall of a living entity as if it's an event in time.
啊那么这个生物体堕落到这个世界上是由于这个时间的创造。
It's not an event in time.
这实际上不是由于时间的创造。
But it's an event.
但是呢这是一个事件有了这样的事发生了。
Forever your brain will be puzzled.
Sorry?
If, as long as you think of the living entities being separated from Krishna in the material world as an event in time, your brain will forever be puzzled.
然后就是如果你老想着就是由于时间的这种显现所以呢个体生物就和 Krishna 就分隔开来了你这样想的话你就会陷入困惑之中
Don't make that mistake
所以呢不要这么去想不要去犯这个错
Remember that discussion with Nrisimha Maharaj on this point
你还记得关于 Maharaj 和 Nrisimha Maharaj 之间进行这个讨论的时候
And I refer to this very exact statement from a book written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
那当时我回答的时候，我就引用了 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 写的一本书当中的话。
Later, I went and showed him exactly where that reference is.
后来呢，在课程结束之后，我就和 Maharaj 就一起分享了这其中的这段话。
So he was appreciating the statement, and I hope that you will also.
所以呢那么呢星河斯拉米对这一段话非常的理解或表示欣赏我也希望你对这段话也非常的理解和欣赏
So to now directly answer your question
那么现在呢就是直接来对你的这个问题的直接回答是
In one sense everything is Krishna's arrangement
那么呢从一种角度来说一切都是 Krishna 的安排
In another sense Krishna is simply reciprocating with the desires of the living entity
从另一种角度来说 Krishna 回应了各种各样的生物体他们所发出的愿望
So it's misuse of our free will
所以呢我们现在是误用了我们的自由意志
Krishna doesn't want us to misuse our free will
Krishna 不想让我们误用我们的自由意志
Remember some of your parents
大家还记得在座的有些是身为父母的
Now maybe you're older and your children are grown up.
那么可能你现在越来越老了，然后你的孩子也越长越大。
But when your child was small.
但是呢，当你孩子还是小的时候。
If the child wanted to do something that was harmful.
但是如果这个孩子想要做一些会伤害他自己的事儿。
As a loving parent.
那么作为心怀母爱、父爱的母亲、父亲。
You would try to reason with them.
那么你就会制止他这么做。
Please don't think of doing this harmful thing.
所以呢，现在不要再做这些让自己感到伤害自己的事儿了。
And you would give this reason and that reason and the other good reason and very lovingly try to share with your child. This isn't wholesome. Please don't do this.
那么呢，父母就会跟这个孩子说这个理由，说那个原因，然后通过这一种非常父爱的母爱的这种方式告诉他为什么不应该去做伤害自己的事儿。
But supposing they were rebellious.
那么如果他们是非常反叛很反叛的这样的孩子很叛逆的话
When you turn your back they do that thing anyway.
那么当你就是就是一走开他们又会重蹈覆辙。
Now you have some choices when you're a parent. What are you going to do when you find out they did it anyways?
那么当你发现这个孩子你怎么告诉他他还是很叛逆他还要去做这样自己对伤害自己的事儿那么作为父母的应该怎么办呢
Here's what Krishna does.
这就是 Krishna 所做的 Krishna 是这么做的
He permits the desire of the living entity.
那么他呢允许生物体有这样的愿望
But he hides himself in the heart of that living entity.
但是呢他呢躲进了生物体的内心
And he's constantly sending signals and reminders
然后呢 Krishna 就在内心不断地向生物体发出信号提醒他不要这么做
This was a big mistake
这是很大的错如果你这么做的话
Please don't continue doing this anymore
不要再这么继续下去了
We're very stubborn. We just keep doing it anyways.
但是呢，我们是如此的倔强，宁顽不顾，所以我们还要这样继续做。
tried in a different way.
所以呢 ，Krishna 又以另外的方式提醒我。
Painted a different color.
然后 Krishna 呢就把它弄得看上去好像是彩色
的一种。Spread with some perfume.
然后呢，然后化上妆。
Make it smell good.
啊，然后
香水，
就撒开香水。
Even it smells bad.
今天是闻起来不那么好闻。
We are very stubborn. We try to make material happiness in a place where there's no happiness.
那么呢？但是我们仍然是那么倔强啊，就想在这个找不到快乐的地方，还要去寻找快乐。
That's not Krishna's arrangement exactly.
实际上，这并不是 Krishna 的安排。
It's our free will.
这是我们的自由意志。
And Krishna reciprocates with our free will.
但是 Krishna 却回应了我们的自由意志。
But he never stops reminding us.
但是 Krishna 永远没有停止去提醒我们不要这么做。
And one day we can hear that reminder.
但是终有一天我们会听到 Krishna 在提醒我们。
Largely that's through the association of devotees.
那就是通过和奉献者的联谊。
Within ourselves, inside we may know this is so good.
啊，那么我们在内心我们就了解到了，再继续这么做是不好的。
But the position of real happiness we've forgotten.
但是呢，真正的快乐我们忘记了。
Lifetime and lifetime after lifetime of rebellious activity.
我们一世复一世，一世复一世，都在做一些叛逆的行为。
So that's not Krishna's arrangement. It's he just sanctions because we're rebellious.
那么这并非是 Krishna 的安排。Krishna 是因为我们愿意，我们想要这样，所以 Krishna 允许我们这么去做。
It's our misuse of free will.
这是我们误用了、滥用了我们的自由意志。
So the most important thing is proper use of free will under proper guidance.
所以呢，最重要的是，我们要在正确的指导下，正确的使用我们的自由意志。
Strengthened by the ecstatic potency of bhakti.
那么，通过用这个狂喜当中的奉爱的这种神圣的力量，去加固我们的这种信心，
And、
我们的自由意志。
And the transcendental knowledge potency that accompanies bhakti.
而且这个超然的存在的力量是陪伴着这种 bhakti 的。
So anything else?
大家还有什么其他的问题吗？
We got three hands.
还有现在有三个人举手。
One, two, three, and we'll end.
啊，一二三，啊，四个，哦，五个，好。
Go ahead.
说吧。
就是刚刚 Maharaj 讲的那个Krishna 像。执行祭祀的婆罗门的妻子去乞讨，去要一些食物，然后、
那些木牛童们
啊，对，然后好像当时他们的妻子不止把食物给了 Krishna， 他们还亲自的跑去森林里去见到 Krishna。
马哈拉吉，对，他中间没提到。
然后 Krishna 回应他们，你回应那个跳拉萨之舞的时候的木牛姑娘那样的方式，就是让他们。感谢他们，然后让他们回家。
你的问题是什么？
我的问题是，这些婆罗门的妻子对布什是不是有情侣之爱的感情？然后为什么他们为什么他们没有？
Hurry up, get to the conclusion.
你好，
I have to go at 10:30.
我万万十点半就得上去了。你的问题是什么？
为什么他们的妻子没有跟布什跳拉萨之舞？
About the wives of Brahmana. Yeah, the wives of Brahmana has the same loving relationship with Krishna.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as gopis. So he asked that, why those wives do not have a dance with Krishna, rasa dance with Krishna?
It's described by our acharyas.
那么是我们的 acharya 这样写的。
They had...attachments unlike the gopis that had no attachments.
啊，然后他就说到了他们的这种依附啊，
unlike
那些木牛姑娘的对 Krishna 的依附稍有是不一样的，不太一样的。
Krishna reciprocates with each of us according to our position in relation to him.
那么呢 ，Krishna 根据我们每个人跟 Krishna 的关系的不同，相应的你回应。
I invite you to read that section.
我希望你回去阅读一下这个部分。
In Srimad Bhagavatam.
在圣贤国家瓦坛。
and you will find the answer.
你会在从中找到答案。
Expanding on what I just said.
那么就是实际上对马哈拉就所说的更为详细的说明了这一点。
Especially it's found in the commentary of our acharyas.
尤其是在一些些 acharya 的评注当中会找到更详细的回答。
Bhanu Swami very kindly translated those.
Bhanu Swami 他把这个已经翻译过来了。
Into English.
翻译成了英文。
Yes.
快说吧，大家快一点哈。
我就问一下吧，就是我们为了更好的记住 Krishna， 我们可以不可以在念诵加塔之前去冥想 Krishna 一会儿再念诵？
So in order to meditate on Krishna in better way, so before japa, can we meditate Krishna first? Then help us to have the japa way nicely.
Yes.
可以啊。
Whatever will help you fix your mind on the sound of Krishna's name, that's good.
那么无论就是只要是能够帮助你去更好的去
That's the goal.
去唱诵 Krishna 的圣名，能够帮助你，都是有帮助的，你都可以去做。
That's our objective.
这是没有任何反对意见。
That's your mission.
这是我们的使命。
Holy name, sound vibration.
圣名，音振，超然的音振。
Connect the two.
把这二者连接起来。
Just like in this list of 24 elements, we saw it yesterday.
那么昨天你还看到没有？列举的二十四种元素。
One of them is chitta or chitta.
那么其中的一个元素是 chitta.
Remember that one?
还记得吗
？Number 24.
第二十四种元素。
No, you don't remember. So, the instruction is to take our consciousness, contaminated consciousness or attention.And directed to the sound of the holy name.
那么也就是说，把我们这个受污染的这个知觉，或者是把我们的注意力转向至尊人格首神。
Whatever helps you do that, do that.
那么无论是什么能够帮助你做到这一点，你都去做。还有谁？
Someone over here has their hand up. Masaji.
还有一个，谁举手了
？Yes.
这个地球里这个外太空和我们就所说的那个这个天在我们地球里边和这个外太空它是连接的另外灵性天空和这个物质天空它是不是一个城市吧
So how about the Earth and the outer space? They connect with each other. The material region and the spiritual region, one is higher than other?
Not exactly.
不是像你说的那样。
Listen carefully.
仔细听好。
I gave this example earlier.
我原来给出了，已经举了这个例子。
Have you ever ridden in an airplane?
你去过这个，你坐过飞机吗？
Yes.Okay, so you get in the airplane, you sit down, put on your seat belt.
那么你上了飞机，然后坐下来，然后就系上你的安全带。
And you're on the ground.
然后就是那会儿飞机是在地上。
And the plane starts going along the runway.
然后这个飞机就开始滑动。
And when it gets a certain speed, it's now no longer on the earth, it's in the air.
然后呢，接着它的速度到一定的时候，这个飞机就离地了，就开始飞在空中飞翔。
And it goes higher and higher.
然后呢，它飞呀飞，飞得越来越高。
And it passes through the clouds.
然后呢，它就穿过了云层。
And you look out the window, and all you can see is clouds.
然后呢，你从这个窗户外看过去呢，就看见了云朵。
You go higher and higher. Now you're above the clouds, looking down on the clouds.
然后呢，这个飞机越飞越高，越飞越高，你就看到了这个云层啊，在飞机下面。
Correct.
是不是
？You with me?You understand what I'm saying?
你明白吗？哈拉就说的吧。
So now you're in the air, in the sky.
那么你现在在空中翱翔。
Below the clouds, above the clouds, and in the clouds, you're in the sky.
那么呢，就是在这个云层下面的云层中间，上面的云层，然后在云层与云层之间都有天空的存在。
When you're in the cloud, all you can see is the cloud, but you're in the sky.
那么呢虽然你在这个云层之间穿过的时候你看到了云层但是你仍然在天空中是不是
Similarly
同样的
Right now we're in the spiritual sky
我们就在当下就已经在灵性天空了。
Right now.
就在现在。
We're in the spiritual sky.
我们在灵性的天空中。
Just like the airplane is passing through the cloud.
就像是飞机穿越过这个云层一样。
But you look this way and you look that way, what do you see?
那么呢，你在从窗户外看，你从窗户看到外面。
You see
the cloud? 从这边看，那边看，你看到的是什么？看的是云朵。
Because our consciousness is very dull.
因为我们的知觉非常的迟钝，我们的知觉很迟钝。
It's not tuned into the subtle spiritual sky.
我们呢现在的这个心智，我们的知觉太迟钝了，所以还没有意识到我们存在于灵性的天空。
So there are processes given in the Vedas.
所以呢，那么在韦达经里面给出了这样的方法。
To detach your consciousness from the cloud and attach your consciousness to the spiritual sky.
那么呢，要把你的知觉从这个云层的对云层的这种依附当中，让它这个不执着于云层，反而要增加对灵性天空的依附。
And in that spiritual sky.
那么在灵性天空当中。
Beyond the clouds.
在云层之上。
There is unlimited spiritual planets.
在云层之上，在灵性的天空，有无数个灵性的星球。
And there's spiritual forms of spiritual persons in those spiritual planets that have no matter.
而且在灵性的星球上的灵性的人物的灵性的形体，不是由物质组成的。
No cloud.
那里没有云朵，没有云层。
Spiritual form.
而是灵性的形体。
So bring your meditation upon that realm and those persons and their loving dealings.
所以呢，让我们的知觉专注于在灵性天空的灵性星球上的灵性的形体上吧。
That's Brahma Samhita.
这就是 Brahma Samhita 所讲的。
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, Mataji.
那个想问一下，就是纯上下形态，就是说像达到巴瓦或者说贝塔的佛，它是属于上下形态还是纯上下形态？
So what the meaning, the definition about the pure goodness. So Bhava, Bhava Bhakti or Prema Bhakti, they are on the pure goodness platform.
Yes.
Or just the goodness.
Pure goodness.
这个 Bhava Bhakti 还有这个 Prema Bhakti, 就是纯狂喜之中的 Bhakti 和纯粹之爱的 Bhakti 是处于纯粹善良。
Bhava Bhakti is compared to the bud of a flower that hasn't opened yet.
那么 Bhava Bhakti 就比喻为含苞待放的花蕾一样，还没有开放，还没有开单开。
Prema is when it opens.
那么呢 ，Prema Bhakti 呢是这个花已经盛开了。
And color and fragrance and everything that's in the fully matured flower.
那么就是在 Prema Bhakti 这个阶段的时候，这个鲜花它已经绽放开来，然后散发出其中的花味，而且散发出芳香，并且看得它的花的颜色也看得一清二楚。
So it's a little subtle or delicate.
那么呢，所以呢，就是有一点非常的精微，很精微的。
Bhava Bhakti is just on the border or perimeter of that.Position of Vishuddha Sattva.
那么呢，就是 Bhava Bhakti 呢，它就是稍微触及，就是到达 Vishuddha Bhakti 纯粹奉爱的这个边缘上。
That's why this example of a bud of a flower is used.
所以为什么在这里用了 Bhava Bhakti 就好比含苞待放的花蕾一样。
A flower is open.
那么，然后就是接下来的阶段，就是这个鲜花完全绽放。
The bud of the flower is not yet open.
那么这个花蕾还没有绽放。
But when you see the bud of the flower, you know very soon it's going to open.
但是你一看到这个花蕾，就知道这个花蕾很快就要绽放开来。
Okay.
嗯。
Yes. Last question.
最后一个问题。
Someone's going to call me from New York at 10:30.
10点半会有纽约人。
就是 Maharaj 以前提到过，我们不能通过韦达经来理解 Krishna。那么我们能够通过就是规范休息理解 Krishna， 或者是通过就是做奉献服务理解 Krishna， 还是说在不同的层面有不同的理解 Krishna 的方式
So Maharaj in some ways said that only through the, by studying the Vedas, one cannot understand Krishna, only through the bhakti.
Well,
so
let's qualify that.
So on the,
go ahead.
Yeah. So and so by practice, by sadhana practice, sadhana bhakti, and
can realize
Krishna or on different stages have a different ways to understand Krishna.
I don't understand the question.
You have mentioned that we cannot realize Krishna by study deep Vedic scriptures. And my question is, can we realize Krishna by sadhana bhakti practice, or can we realize Krishna by doing devotional service, or on different level we realize Krishna by different methods?
I still don't understand your question. And let me just say this.
Maharaj, 他就这样回答一下吧。
We study the Vedas.
我们研习伟大经。
It's not by study of the Vedas alone that one can understand.
他并不是说只是单凭研习伟大经一个人就能够了解。
And we study a particular portion of the Vedas.
那么就是我们要。
We study especially a particular portion of the Vedas.
那么呢，就是我们通过研习伟大经要去了解其中的。
We study that portion of the Vedas that has invested in it Ladini Shakti and Samvit Shakti. And those special scriptures, they advocate devotional service to Krishna.
那么在这一部分呢，主要是讲的关于Krishna的奉爱。
And devotional service to Krishna includes sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, prema bhakti.
而这一部分关于Krishna的奉爱服务呢，其中就包括了sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, prema bhakti的修行。
So it includes all the things that we've been doing during the seminar, plus the worship of the deity and chanting of japa and attending Mangalarti and all the vidhis of bhakti.
所以呢，那所有的这一部分呢，就涵盖了我们说崇拜 Krishna, japa 等等，所有这些崇拜 Krishna 的方式，它都是我们的规范修行，包括 vidhi bhakti.
So it's not something else. Those are all parts of bhakti.
那么这没有别的，都是属于 bhakti.
And this is a very important call that I have to catch, so I have to go.
Call
me tight. Give you.
Hi. She's a proper party.
I'm not going to.